The Great American Eclipse came and went. So what's next? And did we miss anything? Also, the prophetic pulse update on Damascus, plus the supernatural love story of Joni Lamb. All those stories and more right here on CharismaNews.com's Top Stories of the Week. I'm John Matarazzo. This article came from a Strang report and says that the solar eclipse finds its center in the empty cross. He did an interview with sculptor Max Greiner, who created the 77-foot, 7-inch cross that is named the Empty Cross in his Coming King sculpture garden. Now, this is a place where it was in the direct line of the eclipse that just happened on Monday. And also it was able to see the partial or the annular eclipse that happened on October 14th, 2023. This area of Kerrville, Texas became very popular during the eclipse, and there's some significance to the items in this sculpture garden that was focused. And here we have the prophetic pulse, the destruction of Damascus, question mark. L.A. Marzulli gave a word that God was speaking to him for the year 2024. And we're wondering, as we're revisiting this, is this prophecy almost fulfilled as things are breaking out in Israel with Iran getting more involved? And there was a bombing in Damascus. So there's a lot of things to be looking out for. So you want to check out this article as well as others. But when an Israeli airstrike hit an Iranian compound in Damascus, Syria on Monday, killing 7 high-level military officers, the world knew Israel is willing to escalate its fight to preserve the nation's survival. So there's a lot of things that we're looking at here, including what LA spoke about a few months ago with Charisma News. And he warned viewers that with according to the word of God, things might very well escalate to biblical proportions involving the city of Damascus. So this story and others are going to be linked in the description, so you can read the full article there and watch the video as well. Now here, Michael Snyder wrote that almost everyone missed one of the main points of the eclipse. You definitely need to check this article out as well. He said that a lot of people were expecting a lot of things to happen on the day of the Great American Eclipse, and none of them happened. But he's saying that there are things that we have missed regarding earthquakes and things to come. So definitely check that out as well. And now we have this story with Joni Lamb and her supernatural love story of how God brought somebody new into her life after the passing of her husband, Marcus Lamb. And so she tells this story in her new book and also in this interview that we did in correlation with her article on Charisma Magazine Online's current issue. And our top story right now is about Joseph Z. He has a prophetic update about earthquakes, CERN, and the Antichrist agenda. He always has a lot of very interesting insight to share, and it's amazing to see things unfold. Joseph Z dove in deep about how our ongoing events point to the Antichrist agenda and what's to come after the eclipse. He says that earthquakes are a sign of a collision of kingdoms, and it's more and more of what we're going to see. That original word came in February before the 4.8 earthquake hit New York City and New Jersey. He also, in this article, talks about CERN, which is where the Large Hadron Collider is in Europe. And he says that we're dealing with last day's Antichrist agenda. They're trying to usher us into this through process of wickedness. They want to begin to open up dimensions and portals. Very interesting of what's happening over there. So all these stories and many more are at charismanews.com.